For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a 3-2 shootout win on Friday night, joined by Issa Parekh, a freshman defenseman. Scored a goal on the power play. You got a quick release on that shot. Is that something you've always had, or is that something that you've worked on and honed on over the years?
When I first got here, Coach Travis told me to work on my shot, so I did, and it's getting better.
What sorts of things can you do in a relatively short period of time where it's now a weapon for you?
Just shoot as much as I can every practice. Just after practice, before practice, just try to get ripped shots off and I'll get better.
You were not an overly big guy. 6'1", 154. There's men out on the ice that have been around here for a long, long time. Some of those guys on your team, what have those guys taught you about what it takes to succeed in college hockey?
I mean, when you're playing with our defensive core, it's easy, whoever I'm on with. I mean, mainly Tony. Tony makes it so easy with his voice. He tells me just the quick plays to make, and I'm making them, and then if the center's open. So it's just, yeah, they're big guys, but just make quick plays, and they won't touch you.
Well, you see Vinnie Corcoran. Not overly big. He was led you guys in block shots against Minnesota on Saturday night. What have you learned about what it takes to play defense the way that this coaching staff wants you to play defense here?
Yeah, no, definitely. When I first got here, I was a little stand back and just wait for a play to happen, but we want to be aggressive now. So I just watch Vinny every practice, and he's not an overly big guy as well. I just try to watch all the other defensemen as well, Tony, all those guys, and just try to work off what they want to do and or what they do and just try to improvise it, basically.
Walk us through the goal. You walk the blue line, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 feet. What are you looking for? What are you trying to get out of that, just that slight movement?
I always try to give it to my flankers. I mean, try to give it to Yuri. He can make play or Randy, but I saw a shooting lane and I saw Jets just absolutely blocking the goalie out and ripped the pill and somehow went in.
You can't wait at all, can you? Once you see that opening, it's got to go now.
Yeah, I mean, I just shot it, hoped it went in, and it went in, so I was happy.
Assuming game one, your confidence level is maybe a 1 or a 2. Where is it right now?
My confidence level tries to be at a 10 at all times. I mean, I'm not an overly vocal guy as well, but I just try to play with passion and play with some swagger, and it'll work.
How much does playing help?
I mean, it helps, but at the end of the day, it's trust. If you could get 10 minutes a night, if you get 20 minutes when I come back to the bench and all the guys are saying, good job, good job, good job, Issa, and just brings you confidence. So
best of luck.
Thank you.